our series about Tefillas Apayim and Tachanun, and somebody mentioned yesterday that maybe we should talk about the issue of Vehu Rachum on Monday and Thursday. So before we get there, I just want to make one last point about regular Tachanun on a regular day, and that is, what is the halacha, what is the status of reciting Tachanun, of putting our heads down when we do not have a Sefer Torah? This is a famous issue, and in fact, the Beis Yosef quotes from the Rokeach. The Rokeach is one of the Gedolei HaRishonim, where he writes, Ein Noflan Al Paneim Ela Lefnei Sefer Torah. Rokeach writes, as quoted in the Beis Yosef, that we only are Nofel Al Paneihem when we have a Sefer Torah V'simaneich. How do we know that this is the case, that you should only do Nefilas Apayim in front of a Sefer Torah? D'chsiv, in Sefer Yoshua, when we had Melchemas Ai, when there was a fight, a Melchama that went on in the city of Ai, the Pasuk says, Vayipol Al Panav Arza Lefnei Aron Hashem. So he says, you see from that Pasuk, it indicates that the only time you are supposed to be Nofel Al Panav Arza is when you are Lefnei Aron Hashem. That's what the Rokeach writes. This is what the Beis Yosef quotes in Hilchos Tachanun Simen Kuf Lamed Aleph. So the Ramah, as we know, Minig Ashkenaz is to follow the Ramah. The Ramah paskins like this, the Shulchan Aruch Harav paskins like this, the Kitz of Shulchan Aruch paskins like this, Rokeach, that one should not put his head down when we do not have a Sefer Torah. But what's surprising is that the Beis Yosef, who quoted the Rokeach himself, does not quote this in Shulchan Aruch. And the Chidah and the Maksik Bracha writes that it must be, in the Birkei Yosef, I'm sorry, the Chidah writes, it must be that from the fact that the Mechaber quoted it in the Beis Yosef and then specifically, intentionally left it out from the Shulchan Aruch, it must be that Minig Spardim is that you do Nefilas Apayim, even in a case where you do not have a Sefer Torah. This is the way that many Achronim understand the opinion of the Mechaber and the opinion of the Sfardim as we know it. And Rav Soloveitchik, as my father writes in Nefesh HaRav, followed that opinion of the Mechaber, not the Ramah. Rav Soloveitchik used to put his head down even when there was no Sefer Torah. Now what's interesting is, the Beis Yosef writes, when he quotes the Rokeach, he says, well yes, the Rokeach brings a raya from this Pasuk, by Sefer Yoshua, Melchemes Ai, by Yipol Apanav Arza Lefnei Aron Hashem. So you see, you only do Nefilas Apayim when you're Lefnei Aron Hashem. However, the Beis Yosef writes the following, Im Kabbalah Nekabel, if this is some Masorah that the Rokeach has, some Halacha Moshe Misinai, so fine. But Im Ladin, Yesh Tshuva, if the Rokeach came up with this on his own, I don't agree with him. But the Beis Yosef doesn't go on to explain what his problem is. He doesn't say what the Tshuva is. So the Taz over there in Siman Kuf Lamed Aleph says, I'll tell you what the problem is. The Rokeach wants to say that you see from the Pasuk Lufnei Aron Hashem that you only do Nefilas Apayim when you're in front of an Aron Kodesh, in front of a Sefer Torah. He says, what do you mean? We have a Sefer in Sefer Shoftim. We learn about the story of Pilegish V'Giva. Some people learn it through Sefer Shoftim. Some people learn it through the Gemara and Gittin Daf Zayin. Different ways of getting to the same story. But we have the story of Pilegish V'Giva. So the Gemara has that story, and there, in the middle of the whole story, a terrible story happened to the Jewish people by Yivku, by Yashuvu, Lefnei Hashem. What does it say? That the Jewish people cried, and they did Shuva, Lefnei Hashem. Well, says the Taz, Hachanami Neba, you're going to say over there, that over there, the only time they did Shuva was Lefnei Hashem, when they were in front of a Sefer Torah in Shul. So you're going to say the only time we have a right to do Shuva and to cry is when we're in front of a Sefer Torah? Says the Taz, the same way over there it's Lav Davka, it doesn't mean Lefnei Aron Hashem, doesn't mean in front of a Sefer Torah. So too over here, it doesn't mean in front of a Sefer Torah. It happens to be, that's where it happened. This is the way the Taz explains the Kasha of the Beis Yosef. Again, the Beis Yosef just left off and he says, Im Ladin Yesh Tshuva, if the Rokeach is making up a halacha, I have a Kasha on him. The problem is the Beis Yosef doesn't tell us what his Kasha is on the Rokeach. So here the Taz expands and he says, well, the Kasha that the Beis Yosef has in the Rokeach is, how can you say that Aron Lefnei Aron Hashem is to be taken literally, that it means you only have a right to do Nefilas Apayim in front of an Aron Kodesh with a Sefer Torah? That's not true, because we have the story of Pilegish Begiba. Over there it says they did Tshuva Lefnei Hashem, and obviously that doesn't mean that one is only allowed to do Tshuva Lefnei Hashem. So this is the Taz that the Taz has. Now later Achronim take the Taz and rip him apart. They say, how can you say such a thing? That's not what the Beis Yosef had in mind. I'll just read you. One of the Achronim writes this for others. Velo hevanti heich rotza litlos kavanas harav Beis Yosef. How can the Taz say that what the Beis Yosef's kasha against the Rokeach was is because we have a pasuk by Pilegish Begiva that says Vayivku Vayashuvu Lefnei Hashem? He says, what do you mean? Lanias daiti ain kanochacha kibu mechemes ha'ai. By that story that the Rokeach is coming from, ksiv, it says Vayipol apanav Lefnei Aron Hashem. It says that he stood down, he bent down, and he did Shuva Lefnei Aron Hashem, in front of the Aron, which is not just in front of Hashem, it's in front of the Aron of Hashem. V'yadua, and the Gemara says in Baba Basra, Daf Yudalet, She'aluchos v'asefer Torah hayu tamid v'aron. Over there by the story of Pilegish Begiva, when we're describing a case of where the Jewish people sat in the tshuva, where the Jewish people were crying, Lifnei Hashem, it doesn't say Lifnei Aron Hashem, it just says Lifnei Hashem. V'daki b'chal makam she'adam shav b'chal libo, b'frat b'bechi hu Lifnei Hashem. Anytime a person cries, anytime a person does tshuva, he becomes closer to being in the presence of the Shechina. This is something that Rav Soloveitchik developed very much in his drushas when he spoke about being Lifnei Hashem. He explained this is why we have a mitzvah of simcha even on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, because the simcha doesn't emanate from the fact that you have shalosh regalim. Simcha emanates from the fact that a person finds himself in the presence of the Shechina, Lifnei Hashem. And therefore on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, when we bring ourselves closer, we are also Lifnei Hashem. So therefore they ask, how can the Taz say that the pshat in the Beis Yosef is that, well, Beis Yosef has a problem. How can the Rokeach say that you only do Nefilas HaPayim when you're Lifnei Hashem because the Pasuk says, Vayipal HaPanu Lifnei Aron Hashem? That's not the same as a regular Pasuk that says that you do Tshuva Lifnei Hashem. It's a totally different context. Another one of the Achronim writes as follows, Ube'enai, Lo Yivanti Tvarav. I don't know what the Taz is talking about. How can he say such a thing? Dima'inin Lifnei Hashem Lekan, De Lifnei Hashem Lo Mashma Lifnei Aron. All it means is they did a tshuva shlema lifnei Hashem. Who knows what they were thinking inside of their hearts? So how can the Taz mix this up and say that that's the Beis Yosef's kasha? And he ends off and he says as follows: In yesh la'arav Beis Yosef tshuva yachol li'os tshuva acheres. It could be the Beis Yosef has a kasha on the rokeach. Why he doesn't like what the rokeach said? However, it must be nachon mizu. It must be a better question than that. Avol lo zos hatshuva. This cannot be the Taz. But the Taz asks, this cannot be what the Beis Yosef had in mind to ask against the Rokeach. That cannot be. This is what they write. So a more simple understanding, the Aruch HaShulchan suggests a different shot. Maybe what the Beis Yosef's kasha was as follows. Well, we started off in the first of this series. We said, where do we have this whole idea of Tachanun? Is because Moshe Rabbeinu says there are three different times where Moshe Rabbeinu falls down, right? So one of the places, right, the Torah writes in the beginning of Hilchos Tachanun that we try three different methods, three different modes of tefillah. One is b'yeshiva, one is b'amida, and one is b'nefilas hapayim. And then after we're done with all three, we throw up our hands and we say, v'anachnu lo neidem anaseh. What do we have left to do? We're stuck. And if this doesn't work, then what are we going to do? How's God going to listen to us? It says the Aruch HaShulchan. V'nirli de kavanaso. Deha de ikar hisnapolis l'madnu mimoshe Rabbeinu. The Torah told us that the original idea of putting our heads down comes from Moshe Rabbeinu. Divsiv. Va'esnapel lifnei Hashem, that I put my head down in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'sham lo haya aron, and on that occasion when Moshe Rabbeinu put his head down, there was no aron, there was no luchos. So therefore, says the Aruch HaShulchan, it must be, that's the Beis Yosef kasha. How can the Rokeach come up with a chiddush and say that you don't put your head down when you're not in front of an aron and a sefer Torah when you say tachanun? What do you mean? Moshe Rabbeinu himself, who was the original idea where we got this whole concept of tachanun from, where we got this concept of nefilas hapayim, Moshe Rabbeinu was not in front of an aron, so therefore says the Aruch HaShulchan, this is what the Beis Yosef must have meant. Now, this is also a problem, what the Aruch HaShulchan suggests, because Rav Moshe writes as follows. Rav Moshe has in a tshuva, he discusses the Minigin Yerushalayim. Now, it's not talking about Yerushalayim as we know it, it's talking about the old city of Yerushalayim, the real old city of Yerushalayim. So Rav Moshe writes that the Minig of the old city of the old Yerushalayim was that even though the Ramah paskins that you only put your head down for Nefilas HaPayim when you have a Sefer Torah, the meaning of old Yerushalayim was that they did it even without a Sefer Torah. Says Rav Moshe, where does that come from? So he quotes from the Sefer called Minhagei Eretz Yisrael. He writes from a bunch of different Svarim. This is in a Tshuva in Yerodei Chelek Gimel. Rav Moshe writes, the reason why is because, well, what's the whole reason why we do it only in front of an Aron Hashem? Because we need the Shechina to be there. There's a much more concentrated presence of the Shechina when we have an Aron with a Sefer Torah. Well, says Rav Moshe, in the old city of Yerushalayim, you don't need a Sefer Torah to feel the presence of the Shechina. The Shechina is in everybody's homes. So therefore he says, this is why the minig always was in Yerushalayim, that they do nefilas hapayim even when there's no Sefer Torah, because it's as if they're standing in the presence of the Shechina. But once you understand, like Rav Moshe, that you stand, that you do nefilas hapayim even in the presence of the Shechina. I once saw a story that the Rishoner was in a, of course, every good story with any gadol, any chassid, happened in the forest somewhere. So it said that the Rishoner was in the forest one time, and he was with his Talmidim, and they got, you know, they were davening chazaras hashatz. And after they finished Chazaras HaShatz, everyone was looking at each other. Are we supposed to say Tachanun? Are we not? Are we supposed to do Nefilas HaPayim? Are we not? So the Rishoner turned to them. He said, what's the Shaila? Ich bin du. I'm here. So you're allowed to put your heads down. I'm like a Sefer Torah. So what does that mean? That's what Rav Moshe is saying. Rav Moshe is saying the whole reason why you only do Nefilas HaPayim with a Sefer Torah is because you need to have a concentrated presence of the Shechina in order to put your head down. And therefore, in Yerushalayim, in the old city, they do it even without a Sefer Torah. And that's why the Rishonim said, when I'm here, you're also allowed to do it. Many other Svarim write it also, that when you have a Talmud Chacham in the room, you should put your head down to Tefillas Apayim even without a Sefer Torah. Maybe that's why the Rav had the minig against the Rama, like we said before. The Rav had the minig not like the Rama. The Rav used to put his head down even when they didn't have a Sefer Torah. Maybe it's because he's the Rishonim. Maybe he was like the Sefer Torah, so he was allowed to do it. I don't know what the Pshat is. However, this is a concept that we find, but once you assume like that, so then there's no Raya any longer for Moshe Rabbeinu. Again, the Aruch HaShulchan says, the Beis Yosef's kasha against the Rekav had to be that, what do you mean? We find Moshe Rabbeinu, who's the whole source of putting your head down for Nefilas HaPayim. Well, how could it be Moshe Rabbeinu puts his head down? He didn't have a Sefer Torah and the answer is, Moshe Rabbeinu was always Pal Pal Dalverbon. Moshe Rabbeinu was always in the presence of the Shechina. So the same way in Yerushalayim, they say that you should put your head down even when you have no Sefer Torah. The same way the Rishonim said you should put your head down when you're in my presence. So to Moshe Rabbeinu knew that he was always in the presence of the Shechina, and he was always able to put his head down. So this is a major question. What exactly did the Beis Yosef mean when he said, in Tshuva, Im Ledin Yesh Alav Tshuva, that I want to take issue with what the Rokeach Chiddush was about not doing the Tefillas Apayim when you're in front of, when you're not in front of a Sefer Torah. So this is left for open discussion, that many Achronim are not sure exactly what he meant by this. Now we get to the point that was mentioned yesterday. I was asked to say something about Vehu Racham. What's the story Monday and Thursday, Vehu Racham? So this is a fascinating story that Vehu Racham really starts with. And that is, Vehu Racham was instituted by three Shalosh Zekanim. Aruch HaShulchan has the story, but it's in greater detail in some other Sidurim, where they have the story that three Zekanim came together. It was in the time of the Churban Bayis Sheni. And they were once on a Svina, Shehiglas Besinus. It says that Vespasian took these people and he was starting up with them. So he put them on a boat and he was putting them into Golos. There were three devout Jews who were on this boat. And they get out on a certain desert island somewhere. This is where Vespasian had sent them. And this person in charge, this Russia who was in charge of that community, said, I want to see if you can can withstand the test like Hanani Mishael Vazari. I want to see if you can be thrown into a fire. Let's see what's going to happen. He decided to play a game with them. So they said back, okay, we're willing to do it. Give us 30 days. We're not going to run away. And we want to think about it. We want to figure out what we're going to do. So he gives them 30 days that they should sit and figure out whether or not they should jump into the fire alive. And they're sitting and fasting and they're having chalomus at night, it says. They're having, each one's having a dream. Ubisopazman, at the end of the 30 days, chalom echad mehem, gibor dechayil, one of the three of them has the following dream. Velo chakim kulihai, he wasn't such a big Talmud Chacham, but he was a good person. And he says, he has a dream, pasuk shekasabo shnei pa'amim ki, ushlosh pa'amim lo. He has some dream where the pasuk says in the dream to him that there's a pasuk somewhere that has the word ki three times, the word lo three times, and that has something to do with your story. So he doesn't know how to interpret it, he doesn't know, velayada mahu. They go to some old devout Jew who lived in that town, and they ask him, can you explain to us what exactly this means? So he digs up some pasuk in Yeshaya, which says, ki and lo, three times, two times, whatever, and he says that what you see from this is, we're going to go into the fire, I'm going to come with you, I'm going to hold your hand, and everything's going to be fine, there's going to be a tremendous miracle based on what this pasuk says, because it means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be with us. So, Vayhi Ayom, comes the day, and this old Zakin brings these three people from the boat into the fire, and all of a sudden, the fire splits into three different parts, and he tells each one of them, and this is miraculous, the huge furnace all of a sudden splits into three parts, and he tells each one of them, now it's your turn to walk into the fire. Look what I just did. So each one of them walks in, and everyone's absolutely in despair. They can't believe it, that they're all coming out alive, and all three of them walk through the fire, walk right out, and nothing happens to them, unscathed. So the Melech obviously is very taken aback by this story, and therefore he lets them go because he realizes that obviously something special is going on. And after that, it says they made a big suuda, they made a big party for all the town that they were saved. There was a tremendous miracle in that town. And they made up this whole tefillah of Vehu Racham. So Vehu Racham was really made up by three different people. If you look in a siddur, I know my father happens to be from the people in the old generation who daven very slowly. Those in our generation don't have that minute. So my father always told me when I was growing up that because all the minyanim nowadays are run by young people, so we daven very fast, and he was never able to keep up. So he said that since Vehu Racham is made up by three different people, so you'll see, you look through Vehu Racham, the way you know where each section ends is, the last words are, Ki Kel Melech Chana V'Racham Ata. Two parts in Vehu Racham end the same way. So that's the end of each segment. So you have from the beginning until the end of Habeitna, and the next paragraph starts Ana Melachan Barachim. That's the second part. Then it goes till Inka Mocha, because right before that it ends Kikel Melachan Barachim. Then the third part is the last two paragraphs, Inka Mocha and Haposeach Yad. I know my father, every Monday and Thursday, does not have enough time, even though if anyone has ever davened in YU, I think there's not a minion in the world that davens more slowly than the Beis Medrash, but still, my father says he doesn't have enough time to finish. So every Monday and Thursday, he switches off. He says one segment, Monday, Thursday, Monday, he has a three-week rotation when he actually says Bahu Racham. So that's interesting. But the reason for that is that Bahu Racham actually was made up by three different people, and therefore, since the three segments, we assume one, if one doesn't have enough time to say everything, you should just choose one segment that you're going to say and try to follow the next week and finish the rest. So Bahu Racham is a very halakha tefillah, something that's very serious, and it's something that's very real. In fact, there are Amorites that Bahu Racham one should say while you're standing, and the reason for that is because we assume that Bahu Racham Tachanun is really a hemshech, it's part of the Shemona Esrei, it's a continuation. The Das Torah, the Marsham, even writes even further, he says you should stand with raglayim mechuvanos, you should stand with your feet together like you do during Shemona Esrei, which generally we don't have that minig, but we do assume that you should try and do it standing up. And the Ramah also writes that you should do it belachash, you should do it quietly, the same way we daven tefillah belachash, we daven Shemona Esrei quietly, because this is in some way a continuation. Then we get to the last part, which is Hashem Elokei Yisrael, which is right after the Tachanun. We say that on Monday and Thursday, we add that as well, which also has a whole fascinating story. I say we don't have enough time, but the Achronim do say, the Rokeach writes in his Siddur and many others, that Hashem Elokei Yisrael, even though sometimes we try and skip it and we try to get around it, but Hashem Elokei Yisrael was instituted by Chizkiyo Melech Yehuda, so it's a pretty, dates back pretty long. So Chizkiyo Melech Yehuda is the one who made up that tefillah of Hashem Elokei Yisrael. When was that? Kishetzar Sancheirv al Yerushalayim ubikish lahachriva. When Sancheirv wanted to destroy Yerushalayim, Chizkiyo HaMelech made up this tefillah of Hashem Elokei Yisrael. So it really has very serious roots. If you look there in the Rokeach, he adds as well that Hashem Elokei Yisrael is begematria taryag. And he said that what we're trying to point out, what we're trying to highlight by saying Hashem Elokei Yisrael is that if we keep the taryag mitzvahs, then Hashem will be Elokei Yisrael and he's going to look after us. If we don't keep taryag mitzvahs, then it's all going to be over. What's going to stand for us? And the last point that he makes is, there in the Siddur HaRokeach, he writes that Hashem Elokei Yisrael, it says nine times, Shuv Mecharon HaPecha. So how do you come up with that count? So he says, two in Be'urachim, seven in Hashem Elokei Yisrael. And he said, what we have in mind when we say that, the nine times of Shuv Mecharon HaPecha is, Sheyashiv Charonapo V'yatzilenu Mitisha Golius. Through the generations, the Jewish people have had nine different stops of Golus that we've been through. Mitzrayim, Bavel, Kazdim, Paras, Madai, Mogdan, Yavon, Seir, and Edom. So he says we have nine different Goliaths that we experienced as a people, and this is what we ask for. Hashem Elokei Yisrael, nine times we say, Shuv Mecharon HaPecha, it's time for you to forget about all your anger, all your wrath, it's time for you to move on and take us back into Eretz Yisrael. This is something I think many people don't really think about so much when they daven Tachanun. Certainly on a Monday and Thursday, we're just trying our best to get out of it. But Bahu Racham is a very serious tefillah, and Hashem Elokei Yisrael certainly is something that was started by Chizkiyo Melech Yehuda when Sancheirev came. So there are very special kavanas that are involved in the tefillahs that we daven every Monday and Thursday in our Tachanun as well.